A bumpy start to 2016 for global stock markets. From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for David Brancaccio. It's a tough way to start the new year. On the first trading day of 2016, China was forced to suspend trading after the Shanghai Stock Exchange fell nearly 7%. A new circuit breaker system installed after the market crash last summer kicked in. Our China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us now from Shanghai. Why'd stock prices fall so dramatically there in China today?
Well, a couple of things are happening here. The first was a release over the weekend of a popular index of China's manufacturing sector that showed factory activity contracting in December for the 10th month in a row. This is happening during the run-up to Christmas, which is normally the busiest time of year for Chinese factories. So this was not a good sign for the world's second largest economy. The more important reason, though, of today's slide was that before trading began today, China's central bank fixed its currency to 6.5 yuan to the dollar. Now, that's the weakest level China's currency has been at in nearly 5 years. And it's this steady weakening of the yuan that is leading to a gradual loss of confidence in China's overall economy.
And last year, China allowed its currency to weaken by nearly 5%. What's it doing? What's the thought process there?
Well, I think part of the reason is that as wages rise for Chinese workers and as more and more factories move to lower cost countries, cheap Chinese products are becoming a thing of the past. And by guiding the currency to a lower value, China's dialing things back a little, making its own products slightly cheaper and more globally competitive to stimulate its own economy. But another more troubling reason is that the People's Bank of China is weakening its own currency out of necessity, because China's economy is simply in rough shape. This past year, we saw record capital outflows from China, around $500 billion leaving the country. Investors are pulling out their money at a rate we've not seen before. And here's the thing. If China allows its currency to weaken further, as traders strongly believe it will, the debt that China's state-owned enterprises have racked up for years, debt that's denominated in dollars, will become more expensive to pay back. And that's a big problem, because state-owned companies have long been the backbone to China's economy.
That's Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Adrian.
Now, let's do the numbers. Worries about China have shaken up markets pretty much around the world this morning. In Asia, the Hang Seng is off about 2.5%. In Europe, the FTSE is down about 2%. The DAX has given up more than 3.5%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures markets are all down more than 1.5% this morning. A couple weeks ago, Congress lifted a 40-year-old ban and allowed the export of U.S. crude oil. The first shipment of oil is now on its way to Europe from a Texas port. Scott Tong reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
For now, don't expect a lot of American crude to ship overseas. At least analyst Bob McNally at the Rapidan Group doesn't. He says the selling price abroad is equally low as it is here because the world is awash in crude.
The oil market outside the United States is glutted. I mean, it is full. And storage is filling up everywhere outside the United States.
Longer term, he says U.S. drillers benefit from being able to export. If and when oil booms again, there won't be a domestic bottleneck when the American refineries max out. When it comes to carbon emissions, economist Alan Krupnik at the think tank Resources for the Future says more American oil in the system does not equal more oil being burned.
If more oil comes out of America, it may well displace oil coming from somewhere else that's produced under less favorable environmental conditions.
The question is what producers get pushed out of the market if and when U.S. exports really start to flow. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Playboy, as we know it, is winding down. The last issue with nudity is the January-February issue. It's out now. The March issue will be the first ever where women are clothed. We recently caught up with LA fashion photographer Josh Ryan, who worked for Playboy for more than 8 years, most recently as a senior photographer. He also shot the December cover and centerfold.
It's been a great gig for me. I mean, it pays well, obviously, but the creative process that goes along with it is great. You can look at it being lucrative in many ways.
And what's it going to mean for you and your business that Playboy is getting rid of nude models?
Well, it's not going to be much for me because December is my last month, so I'm done. I don't know. It's a big change, and we'll see where it goes. You know, I have other projects I've been wanting to work on for a long time. Fashion editorial is, you know, my first love, and that's what I'm focusing on now.
How did you find out yourself that this is where Playboy was headed?
a meeting, and called into a meeting in the office with the art director, and basically said the magazine's changing, and the plan is to do this, and that's about it. I think I closed the Playboy chapter out pretty strong with a great cover and a great centerfold, and it was kind of giving me the jumpstart to get moving and start my other things.
Do you think the decision by Playboy makes sense?
It's hard for me to answer that question right now. We will see in the next couple months whether or not this made sense or not. There's so many unknowns. I mean, there's so many things that advertising and distribution and all that stuff that are key factors in their decision. So, you know, only the people that have that information would know. Personally, Playboy, you know, its core value and the brand is based on, you know, a nude centerfold. You know, I feel that losing that, you're sort of losing what Playboy is. So it's going to be interesting to see if they maintain, you know, the readership.
Playboy was a nudity that was maybe relatable in a way that some types of more extreme pornography are less relatable. And I wonder what it means that there's not an appetite for that.
I think, well, the girl next door is going away. I mean, the style of girls have changed. Social media, I believe, has changed everything. I think there's less desire to see something like a girl next door in Playboy now because of what you see on Instagram and everything else and online. It's so easily accessible that it's, in a way, sort of made Playboy not as special and unique anymore as it used to be.
Josh Ryan is a fashion photographer in Los Angeles. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
We're reworking our website. It's beta.marketplace.org if you want to check it out. I'm Adrienne Hill with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.